Welcome into the In the Money podcast for Wednesday, April the 15th, tax day. Hopefully you can win some money to, if you have to pay taxes, then you can win some money to offset that. Don Leach along with Jim Goodman, Keeneland's Director of Wagering Development. And Jim will take a look at the late pick four that starts in the fifth race on the eight race card. There is a turf pick three. Sometimes that hasn't been there on Wednesday, but there is a turf pick three, the $3 turf pick three. It starts in the fourth race. But we will start our analysis of the late pick four in race five, and it's a 20K level claimer for fillies and mares. Three and up, 6.5 furlongs on the main track. How did you see this one?
Well, this one in an eight race card is the start of the pick four. It's the end of the pick five. So it's a very important race, and I could not narrow it down at all. The best two horses, I think, are the three Wild Acclaim for Andrew McKeever, dropping out of a $50,000 level at Turfway. The only question there is, she's been better on synthetic than she has on the dirt. She's 0-for-11 dirt. Can't put a lot of faith in that one other than the fact that she's running well and she's dropping in class. But there's no way I can bet a lot of money on that horse at 4-to-1. And I feel the same way about the 8 horse. She's no angel. Ran well at Turfway again. But she has had success on the main track at Churchill, at Ellis Park. Only raced once at Keeneland and did not run well at a higher claiming race. And so, you know, Angel might be the other one. But then I start listing the other horses, and you can tell where I'm going with this one. I'm going to go all right here. I think the 3 and the 8 are kind of logical favorites, but I think this race, you're going to wind up with maybe horses, 8 horses between 3-to-1 and 10-to-1, because I can even make a case for, but no, the 7 horses at 12-to-1 at a 66 buyer at Turfway 2 back at a 7,500 level. Raced on turf, first time on dirt, so that's a negative. But I just couldn't get past the fact that I need to get a lot of coverage in the first leg of the pick four.
Certainly understand that. I ended up with a 5-deep ticket on my pick four, and because of what you're saying, I decided to try to take a swing with a long shot in here, and I ended up on the 6, Brooklyn Can Dance, at 15-to-1. Only one start on the main track, and it was here last spring, and it was on a muddy track. So I'll just, you know, forgive that one, but horse is by Bolt Doro, so ought to handle the main track, and the trainer has some solid numbers off short layoffs. The horse has speed, and this horse won 2 back against Lesser and then had some trouble at the start in the subsequent outing, so I'm thinking maybe Brooklyn Can Dance is a little bit improved, is trending upward in her form cycle right now, and maybe could find a way to upset this group. So I'm going to try that one on top, but I'm going to go 5 deep. I took Black Ginger second off the fact that she's run well here, and Jose Ortiz has taken the mount. She's no angel. 2-2-1 from 10 starts and showed some improvement last out. Wild Acclaim has run well here. It was last fall, and then Spotaway the 5. Spotaway has been fairly consistent for this level, and that's about as good as anything to throw that one in the mix. So I'm going to go 5 deep with the 6 Brooklyn Can Dance on top, and then Black Ginger, Wild Acclaim, Spotaway, and She's No Angel also on the ticket. Sixth race is a maiden race for 3-year-olds and up. 5.5 furlongs for this one. I took Jubilee Parade on top in this one. This is one on the turf. This is the Mott Barn, and their horses have been firing. This horse ran well in a turf sprint in February, making the third start off a layoff. Gypsy Art, that third to Cyfair, the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Turf Sprint winner last fall, kind of jumps off the page. It's a Wesley Ward runner, so you know this one will attract some money. The 4 Tater Pie, love the name. Greg Foley and Tyler Gaffley own. Blinkers off angle here for Foley's a 38% win rate, and he does nice work with these turf sprinters. And then Fuzzy Stare is the other Ward horse in here, and just had one start. It was on synthetic, but I'm not going to let the other Ward horse beat me, so I'm going to go 4 deep with Jubilee Parade on top. How'd you see race 6?
I went 5 deep in here with the same horse that you've got. Plus, I don't think you mentioned the one horse, Timothy, Ron Moquette. And this horse debuted at Churchill with a 72 buyer back in November and was got beat 2.5 at 4-5, first time out. Comes back at Oaklawn at 3-5 and does not run well at all. Stumbled at the start and had no shot, and then was off for a while until March. Came back at Oaklawn again and 4-1, and just hasn't reached that level of his maiden special weight effort at Churchill, but this may be a good spot for him to do that, and Flabby and Pratt takes them out. So I used him. I used Gypsy Art, Wesley Ward, as the logical horse in here with some stakes. They debuted him in the stakes race at Colonial and came back and listed stakes at Woodbine. Still a maiden, though, and Johnny Velasquez takes them out. Jubilee Parade for Bill Mott, Fuzzy Stare, the other Wesley Ward. And I like Tater Pie, too, so I don't really like Tater Pie, but I like the name. Maybe Sweet Tater Pie would be okay.
There you go.
But, yeah, Greg Foley has this one and been very consistent on the turf at Fairgrounds. So started off at 5.5, and they stretched him out. Didn't do that well, and now they're back to the original plan. So 5.5 ought to fit him as well, but he needs a fast pace up front. 5 deep in this one, so my first two races, I got really no strong opinion.
Well, there must be a strong opinion coming up then, because in the 7th or the 8th, 7th is a first-level allowance, 4-year-olds and up, going a mile and a 16th. What'd you do here?
Well, my strong opinion here is that if the 2 or the 5 does not win, then I'm not going to hit the big 4. So Roscoe for Brad Cox coming off a race at Fairgrounds where he almost got out of this allowance company, allowance condition. First time against the winners, ran second, got beat a length. Only had 6 horses in that field, so he hasn't faced a lot of competition, but he's obviously got a lot of talent and came back this year after a 2-month layoff and ran really well at Fairgrounds. And then the other logical one is Will Walden's back for Johnny Velasquez, coming off a second-place effort at Gulfstream. So both these horses have come very close to getting out of this condition, and back actually has run in a Ulysses Stakes with Marty Jones at Park. And only got me ahead there. So if I had to pick one, I would take Will Walden simply because he's doing really well right now. He's an absolutely great trainer. Kind of hard to pick him over Brad Cox, though. So those are the two. Brad's 5-for-18 going into the Wednesday card, and he's 13 out of 18 in the money. So Roscoe, in fact, going to use both of them.
I couldn't find anything to add to that. Those are the two I have on my pick four ticket. That I took Rothko over Fact for the win pick, but kind of a toss-up between those two. If you want to try and find another one, the third one I listed was Roger for Amelia Green. Good move on the stretch out, coming off a maiden win. So if you're looking for an alternative to the two that we'll figure to take the most money, maybe the 3 could be the one for you. Eighth race is a allowance at the third level, non-winners of 3 lifetime. Fillies and mares 4 and up, mile and a 16th on the turf. I took Austere on top. I talked to Brendan Walsh for the Today at Keeneland show about this one, and he was really high on her, said that she's trained really well. He thinks she's going to run big. And she won first out off a layoff and later won off a long layoff. So she can get ready off training, as she has shown. 3 wins, 2 seconds from 12 starts. So I took Austere. Child of the Moon is the third off the layoff for Chad Brown and has had 2 good runs against strong fields. But just other than the stakes races, the Chad Brown runners have run okay, but nothing special. So maybe they're getting legged up for future engagements at this Keeneland Spring Meet. And then parlay the experience here to wins somewhere else. But I'm going to add the horse to the ticket just because it is Chad Brown. Sweet Treasure for Brad Cox. 3rd to Expensive Queen last out. So that kind of jumps off the page. She came back to Dead Heat for the Grade 1 Jenny Wiley. And then Zdorsky, the 1, has faced some good fields in her races of late. So I'm going to add that one and take a look at that one. But actually, I'm not even going to add that one to the pick 4. But if you want to take a look at another one, that would be the next one I would consider. How did you see race 8, Jim?
And this is a stakes-level allowance race for a Wednesday. So I did not use, and it may come back to haunt me, I didn't use Austere. I like Brendan Walsh, but I thought the layoff, she has run decently off a layoff before, but she hasn't won off a layoff. So I'm going to say that she's going to need one. You talked to Brendan, so you've got a better idea than that. I could only use two horses here because of my limitation on my budget, and I went with Child of the Moon for Ted Brown. Only got to be three-quarters length in the Hillsboro. That's a really nice stakes race on Tampa Bay Derby Day down there. And Destino de Oro beat her. I think Destino de Oro would be odds on here. So, she's Child of the Moon. Yes, Ted has not been that great here, but this is the third off a layoff as opposed to the first off a layoff for upstairs. So that's why I went with Child of the Moon. And I did use Brad Cox's Billy Sweet Presser on the outside, basically because Iran takes them out and she graded stakes placed in the Pebbles at Aqueduct, and again, just has faced really good competition. This is a tough race, and leaving off Astaire and Zadorsky might cost me, but I only had a little bit of money to work with, so I'm going to take the two that I think have the best shot to win.
All right, spill the pick four tickets. I went five deep, 2, 3, 5, 6, 8 to start, then 4, 5, 7, 10 with 2, 5, with 3, 6, 12 for a $60 ticket. How did you structure yours?
A little bit more because I went all in the first leg. So I went all with 1, 4, 5, 7, 10 with 2, 5 with 3, 12, and that's an $80 ticket.
And we also are giving out the $3 late pick three each day. I have a $36 ticket. I took 4, 5, and 7. I left out the second Wesley Ward runner, so I did 4, 5, and 7 to start. Then I took the two that we both liked in the seventh race, 2 and 5. And then I took Child of the Moon and Austere in the last leg, so 3 and 6. So 3 by 2 by 2, $36. How about you?
I only went 2 by 2 by 2 with 5, 7, with 2, 5, with 3, 12. So I narrowed down the first leg to the two horses I think have the best shot. So that's, 2 by 2 is 8 times 3 is 24.
Best of luck with your wagers on the card for Wednesday as we kind of make the turn at the Keeneland Spring Meet. Another full week of racing that'll go through Sunday of this week, and then it'll be just the final 3 days of the meet for the following week. For Jim Goodman, I'm Tom Leach, and this is the In the Money Podcast for KeenelandSelect.com.